In April 2004, Vancouver lost an important progressive institution. A fire in the 300 block of West Hastings destroyed the home of Spartacus Books. But the Spartacus Collective survived, reorganized, and rebuilt. Laura MacDonald of the Collective has joined me on the phone to talk about the upcoming opening of the new Spartacus Books. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
And congratulations on reopening Spartacus Books.
Thanks. We're very, very close, and we're very excited.
When exactly will the opening take place?
At the moment, we don't have an exact date. It's going to be within the next 2 weeks. It could be as soon as the next few days. It could be at the end of that. We're basically actually waiting on electricity. We've set up the entire store without the city or the landlords having turned the power on. We've run everything with extension cords and lamps so far. So that's basically what we're left waiting for. So the books are there. You know, the volunteers are there, and we're pretty much almost ready to go.
Where is the new store?
The new store, funny enough, is exactly next door to where we used to be. So we're now at 319 West Hastings. We used to be at 317. So we're still on the second floor, but now we have wheelchair access because we have an elevator, which is a great improvement that the Collective was sort of, you know, absolutely bent on having. And so we're right next to Dresso.
Will the space be the same, bigger, smaller?
It's going to be bigger. It is sort of oriented in a different way. It's quite a beautiful, long space, and it is all brand new because the building actually was damaged in the fire that destroyed Spartacus Books. So it's been rebuilt almost completely on the interior. So we have, you know, new flooring, beautiful exposed brick walls, and we just basically have a beautiful, beautiful space for a fantastic new beginning. So it's a lovely space.
Aside from that, I know when we at Co-op Radio moved, we wanted very much to stay in the same neighborhood. Is that also true for Spartacus?
That was absolutely a huge, huge thing that we wanted. Almost from the very beginning, we knew that we were going to stay on the downtown east side, and we pretty much entirely limited our search for new space to the downtown east side. We have a great place in that neighborhood. Everyone's been so good to us. We feel like we are a part of that community, and we didn't want to leave. It was never even a question.
Now, I've been assuming as we're going along that people have in their mind a kind of thumbnail sketch of the history of Spartacus Books, but maybe that's not the case for some listeners. Could you kind of just sketch that briefly?
For sure. Spartacus Books is basically Vancouver's volunteer-run radical bookstore. It was founded in 1973 by a group of people who felt that Vancouver needed basically a radical resource center, and it sort of came out of something that was happening up at SFU, but it was very soon an independent sort of project, and it has been so since 73. It's always been on the downtown east side, and for almost all of the 23 years, it was at our space at 317 West Hastings that burned down a year and a half ago. So basically, the store works as a collective. There has never been a boss. There has never been an owner. There has never been anyone who has, you know, been in charge. It is run completely by consensus. A group of people come together and keep the store running. Every shift is manned by a volunteer. And basically, we have meetings where we make all the decisions. And over the years, the people who have been the working force behind Spartacus have changed, but somehow for, you know, 30-plus years, there have always been people who have stepped up and taken on the responsibility.
The fire, any fire, I guess, is an enormous both financial and psychological shock for people. You had the fire that destroyed Spartacus Books in April of last year. What kind of difficulties did that create for you more specifically?
Well, the fire was probably one of the most shattering sort of events for a lot of us. I mean, I know personally, myself and a lot of my friends in the collective, I had trouble looking at pictures of Spartacus for a long time because it was really a huge loss. For a lot of us, Spartacus was the center, not of our social world, as well as, you know, sort of a home for us, you know, intellectually and politically. It was home base, and the fire was just, you know, early on a Sunday morning, suddenly calls started spreading that the store was on fire, and the volunteers started to gather in Victory Park, you know, right outside the bookstore, and they watched it burn, and it was incredibly painful for a lot of people. There were some volunteers who have volunteered for over 20 years and were there when it burned down, and it was really horrible. But almost right away, we called a meeting, and so many people showed up, and it wasn't even a question that we were going to, you know, keep working and we were going to open up Spartacus Books again. It was just absolutely no question at all. But, you know, we had a lot of things to overcome. We didn't have any insurance. We lost over $60,000 worth of merchandise. We basically had nothing left. I mean, not just books were destroyed, all of our shelving, all of our computers, all of, you know, everything from extension cords to lamps, we had nothing. It takes a lot to build a bookstore. And another thing that we lost that was that is irreplaceable is that we had archives, which were, I mean, for 30 years, every volunteers in the store have communicated with one another through a logbook where they left messages for each other, you know, the minutes from our monthly meetings, drawings, ideas, pictures, all kinds of things, and we kept them all for 30 years, and they were all kept in the store, and they were all lost. So, it was very exciting when we first moved into our new space. One of the first things we got was a new logbook, which is already starting to be filled up by the volunteers.
That's symbolic of regeneration. How many people would you say were active in reestablishing a location for Spartacus?
I'd say active volunteers. There were so many people who were involved. I mean, when the store was destroyed, we probably had about somewhere around 40-ish active volunteers, people who had shifts or were in the space at least once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. Since the fire, people have come and gone. Actually, a lot of people joined the collective after the fire because, you know, they had always wanted to be a part of the collective and had put it off, and then the store burned down and they realized that, you know, if they were going to do it, they had to do it now. And we've probably had, I'd say, at least 40 to 60 people who have really put, you know, intense effort into organizing the new store, finding a new space, getting us furniture, getting us books. But I'd say that there were probably hundreds more than that who have supported us in some way. I know that Co-op Radio has helped us out by giving us donations and, you know, storage space. I know that there are multiple bookstores all over town that have given us donations. There are other activist organizations who have lent a hand, who have, you know, helped us with fundraisers, and just a lot of individuals who have come forth and, you know, given us money, given us their time, given us books.
I understand you're taking on a new aspect as well, and that's trying to establish a free school around Spartacus as its home base. Could you explain a little bit more the kind of free school you have in mind and what's been established so far?
Okay, well, basically the free school is an idea that has come from a few people, some of us Spartacus Books volunteers, some of us not, and we basically felt that there was a real need within the community for some kind of collective-based community skill-sharing type of program. We just felt that there's so many people in our community who have something to share, and we wanted to give them a place to do that. We also have a strong belief in those who have come together in alternative education practices. You know, we've seen ourselves and, you know, in other people how the mainstream education system has left us behind. And we feel that the best thing that we can do is create our own space and our own way of learning to counteract that. I mean, if we're not given a space where we can learn and grow, then we are going to make one for ourselves. So luckily, Spartacus Books, with the new space that we have, was, you know, sort of the collective, the Free School Collective approached the Spartacus Collective and asked if we could use the space. And Spartacus Books has been very supportive of us and has allowed us to sort of have a home base there so we can use the space for workshops and for learning groups.
And what kind of, I won't call them classes, but what kind of learning group focal points, what kind of substance are people interested in so far?
So far, what we've got going is we are asking people from the community to come forward with what skills they have to share, and we offer that to the public, and then, you know, the community can come forth and participate, and we've gotten some people requesting courses as well. So right now we're having workshops, and last weekend we had 3 workshops. We had one on alternative education where we asked people to come forward and tell us what they wanted to see from the Free School and how they felt, you know, would be the best way that the school could meet their needs. We had a workshop on moonshining, how to make moonshine in your own home. We had a dumpstering workshop, which talked about, you know, basically the plethora of food, clothes, furniture, pretty much everything that you can find that's thrown out, and, you know, trying to reclaim some of the things and reduce some of the waste. And basically, also, it had a very strong Food Not Bombs aspect, which is a very interesting activist group that's coming up in Vancouver right now, where they are, you know, taking some of this dumpstered food, making meals, and then feeding people, you know, going out and giving the food away to people. So we had those workshops last weekend. This weekend we have a crocheting workshop. In the future we have a self-publishing zine workshop. And we're looking for, in January, we're going to be offering full 6 to 8 week courses, once a week courses, to anyone who would like to take them. And it looks like we're not sure yet, because we're accepting applications for courses now from whoever would like to teach them. And what we have right now, I think, is we'll probably have some kind of radical art history course. We're going to have, hopefully, someone has put forward the idea of having a history course about sort of the unspoken genocides in Canada. Someone was talking about offering a sewing course, but none of it's sort of settled yet. It's still sort of open.
And if somebody listening has got excited by your excitement on what's happening at Spartacus Books, how can they get in touch and involved?
We have a website. It's www.spartacusbooks.org. And we try and update it as much as possible with everything that's happening. So the day that we actually open the doors to the general public for sales, we'll put it right up. Right now the space is just open for special events.
Okay, well, thanks for taking time to speak with us. I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Laura.
Bye.
I've been speaking with Laura McDonald of the Spartacus Collective.